はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようエルサレム、夏子です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 152. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. 夏子さん、
こんにちは。
It is great to have you back.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be with you again.
It is really great to have you back. Now, speaking of great, we have another great lesson. Today's lesson actually builds upon the previous beginner lesson.
Which one?
The one with the security guards.
Oh, now I remember.
Yes, with Yoshiaki, our new voice actor, and Take, who's been with us a while. Now, if you haven't heard that lesson, stop by JapanesePod101.com and listen to the previous beginner lesson. Now, the story behind this was, it's Yoshiaki's first day on the job, and he's working as a security guard. A security alarm is sounded at a house that is infamous for having the alarm go off. So, when we last left off, the two security guards were on their way to investigate the cause of the sounded alarm. So, today we pick up right as they pull up to the house. So, the two have just pulled up. Here we go.
私が先に行きます。失礼します。
あら、やっぱり来てくれましたね。
誰が来たの？
警備さんよ。かっこいい警備さんが来てくれましたよ。
中央警備の高橋と申します。お忙しいところ申し訳ございません。
いいえいいえ、来てくれてよかったです。安心できます。こんなにいい警備会社がついていてよかったです。
ありがとうございます。
ああ、素敵ですね。はじめまして、小林恵理子と申します。よろしくお願いします。
ありがとうございます。どうも、高橋と申します。
高橋さん、ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして申し訳ございません。私が防犯ブザーを鳴らしてしまいました。暗証番号を忘れてしまったので消せないんです。
大丈夫です。すぐ消します。
ありがとうございます。
では、失礼します。
さようなら。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。私が先に行きます。失礼します。
あら、やっぱり来てくれましたね。
誰が来たの？
警備さんよ。かっこいい警備さんが来てくれましたよ。
中央警備の高橋と申します。お忙しいところ申し訳ございません。
いいえ、いいえ、来てくれてよかったです。安心できます。こんなにいい警備会社がついていてよかったです。
ありがとうございます。
ああ、素敵ですね。はじめまして、小林恵理子と申します。よろしくお願いします。
ありがとうございます。どうも、高橋と申します。
高橋さん、ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして、申し訳ございません。私が防犯ブザーを鳴らしてしまいました。暗証番号を忘れてしまったので消せないんです。
大丈夫です。すぐ消します。
ありがとうございます。
では、失礼します。
さようなら。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
私が先に行きます。失礼します。
I'll go ahead. Excuse me.
あら、やっぱり来てくれましたね。
Ah, just as I thought, you came.
誰が来たの？
Who is it?
警備さんよ。かっこいい警備さんが来てくれましたよ。
A security guard. A good-looking security guard has come.
中央警備の高橋と申します。お忙しいところ、申し訳ございません。
I'm Takahashi from Central Security. Apologies for intruding.
いいえ、いいえ。来てくれてよかったです。安心できます。こんなにいい警備会社がついていてよかったです。
Oh, no, no. It's good that you came. I can relax. It's good that such a good security company is with us.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
ああ、素敵ですね。はじめまして、小林恵里子と申します。よろしくお願いします。
Ah, he's good looking. Hello, how do you do? I'm Eriko Kobayashi. Nice to meet you.
ありがとうございます。どうも、高橋と申します。
Thank you. I'm Takahashi.
高橋さん、ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして申し訳ございません。私が防犯ブザーを鳴らしてしまいました。暗証番号を忘れてしまったので消せないんです。
Mr. Takahashi, I'm so sorry for inconveniencing you. I set off the security alarm, and as I forgot the security code, I couldn't turn it off.
大丈夫です。すぐ消します。
It's okay. I'll turn it off right away.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
では、失礼します。
Okay. I'll be leaving now.
さようなら。
Goodbye. 夏子さん。
はい。
今日の会話はどうですか？
多分、よくあることなんでしょうね。
よくあることですか？
I think people often set off security alarms accidentally.
Yeah, I think you're right here, but considering there's a part 3 to this story next week, let's just see what happens and see if what you're talking about does make sense after all. Yes, that's right. This is the second part of a 3-part series.
It continues.
Another JapanesePod101.com J-drama. This time, audio only. Okay, now with that said, let's take a quick look at the vocab. Not too much vocab today. We'll take a quick look at the vocab, then we'll take a closer look at the conversation. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
Yukimasu.
To go.
Yukimasu. Yukimasu.
This is the mas form of what verb?
Yuku.
Which means to go.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference between yukimasu and ikimasu? Because they both share the same character, and they both mean to go.
It's basically the same. But maybe yuku sounds more kind of classical.
As opposed to ikimasu.
Yes. So sometimes it will sound more polite to use yuku.
Since the new guy's addressing his boss, or someone with a higher rank, maybe he's just using this to sound more polite.
Maybe.
Okay, next we have...
中央
Center, central, middle.
中央
Now, Natsuko-san, I write a very famous or infamous line in Japan. That line is...
中央線
Yes, well known for gropers and people committing suicide on that line...All right,、
oh, no.
I think we're going to stop here because we want to keep this a very positive atmosphere.
Yes.
But yes, those things do happen there, right? Natsuko-san, would you back me up on this?
Yeah, it also goes over many rivers. So I notice, you know, when there's a lot of rainfall, it tends to stop. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Natsuko-san, you really didn't help matters at all.Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get a little bit back on track here. Next we have...
暗証番号
PIN, personal identification number.
暗証番号暗証番号
And finally we have...
迷惑
Trouble, bothersome.
迷惑
And how do we turn this into a verb? Here it's just a noun, right?
迷惑する
And how can we translate this?
To be bothered.
Okay, today what we'd like to do is not go over the whole conversation because Natsuko-san, there is a lot in there.
Pretty long conversation.
So what we're going to do is grab the most important lines in today's conversation. Then we're going to take a closer look at them. How does that sound?
Pretty effective.
Very effective. Let's get a little more efficient around here. Now, the way we'll work this is we'll give you the number of the line, then Natsuko-san will repeat the line, and then we'll take a look at it. Okay, Natsuko-san, first line, which is the first line of today's conversation.
私が先に行きます。失礼します。
I'll go first. Excuse me. As we said earlier in the podcast, the two security guards have arrived at the location where the security alarm was sounded. So perhaps the older one is parking the car or I don't know what he's doing, but the younger one says that he's going to go ahead. I'll go first. Excuse me. Now, what we want to look at here is just the order of the things in the sentence. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
私が
The subject marked by the subject marker が followed by
先に
Before followed by
行きます
Will go So literally we have I before will go When we translate to English, we switch the order I'll go before Now, 先 can also mean ahead So in this case, it could either mean I will go before you Or I'll go ahead And we opted withI'll go ahead. Then we have next up.
あら、やっぱり来てくれましたね。
Now this first one, this first interjection. あら、what does this represent?
Maybe a slight surprise?
I think that's perfect. A slight surprise. And in this case, the mother is a little bit surprised because the security guard showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So she was kind of expecting them to come.
Yes.
But she wasn't sure if they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
But when she finally saw them, she was slightly surprised. Ah,Maybe she was surprised at the speed they got there.
Oh, yes, maybe.
Okay, and then it's followed by?
やっぱり来てくれましたね。
As can be expected, you came. That's the translation. But let's take a closer look. First we have?
やっぱり。
Just as I thought, or as can be expected. Followed by?
来てくれましたね。
Now, if you remember back to when we were covering giving and receiving verbs, this should ring a bell. Here we have the te form of a verb,With a receiving verb. And this means to have the action done for one.
Yes.
So Natsuko-san, we actually translated this as, ah, just as I thought, you came.
Yes.
But there's more to it here, isn't there?
Yes, definitely.
Now, we stated before that this kuremashita means to have something done for one.
Yes.
And we said that the verb is to come.
Mm-hmm.
So here, while the translation is, ah,Just as I thought you came. The nuance here is, just as I thought you came for us, for me.
Yes. So there's a nuance of thanking for him to come.
Yeah.
Taking the trouble to come.
Exactly. Next we have.
中央警備の高橋と申します。お忙しいところ申し訳ございません。
Here we have some polite Japanese. Now this is the Japanese I always talk about, all dressed up in the tuxedo.Saying the same thing, but just really, really polite.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, let's go to the first sentence one more time.
中央警備の高橋と申します。
Two points of interest here. Natsuko-san, what comes first?
中央警備。
Which is?
The company name.
So, the company name comes first, followed by?
の。
Followed by?
高橋と申します。
Takahashi being the person's name.
Mm-hmm.
Now this to moshimasu.
Yes.
To is a particle.
Yes.
And it's often used with what verb that you're probably very, very familiar with?
You.
Perfect. Yes. It's often used with you to say. And what is said comes before to.
Mm-hmm.
So to marks the completion of what's being said.
Yes.
And then followed by you, which is to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, what is moshimasu?
It's a verb meaning to mention.
Yeah. And it's a polite form of what verb?
You.
So here, it's just a very polite way to introduce oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And we should say the standard in business and formal situations.
Yes.
So he's coming as a representative of the company. So he's going to introduce himself in an extremely polite way.
Mm-hmm.
Then he follows us with more polite Japanese. We have...
お忙しいところ申し訳ございません。
The first part being?
お忙しい。
Busy, but in front of it, we have the prefix
お。
The honorific prefix お。Making it more polite.、
Mm-hmm.
This is followed by?
ところ。
Place. But again, we introduced in previous lessons that this can represent a place in time. An action is taking place or a state is continuing.
Yes.
So, at the point you're busy, literally, followed by?
申し訳ございません。
Here again we have the 申し from 申します。
Yes.
訳
Reason.
Said reason followed by
ございません。
The extremely polite form of ある。
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's the negative form, so there is none.
Yes.
There is no said reason, so there's no excuse.
Yes.
There is no excuse at your busy point in time. Natsuko-san, what are we trying to say here?
So here, the nuance that he's interrupting someone busy is inferred, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. So it's pretty much just introducing yourself and apologizing for disturbing someone at a busy point in time, even if they're not busy.
Yes, yes. He is assuming that they may be busy.
Yeah, so I'm sorry for taking up your time.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, then this is followed by the next line, which is line number 6.
いいえ、いいえ。来てくれてよかったです。安心できます。こんなにいい警備会社がついていてよかったです。
So we have, no, no, it's good that you came. I can relax. It's good that such a good company is on our side. And that's the sentence we want to take a look at. Natsuko-san, give us that sentence one more time, please.
こんなにいい警備会社がついていてよかったです。
Okay, let's take a look at the first part.
こんなに
Like this. Followed by
いい
Like this good. Such a good.
警備会社
Security company. Such a good security company.
がついていて
が marks the subject. ついていて What verb does this come from?
つく
Meaning?
To stick.
And here we have the present progressive. So, sticking.
Mm-hmm. Attaching.
Attaching. There it is. Such a good company is attached. And we can take this as with us.
Yes.
With me.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good company is with me, with yes. us.
よかったです。
It's good. So we translate and switch the order around. It's good that such a good security company is with us.
Yes.
Okay, then we have last one. Line number 10.
高橋さん。ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして申し訳ございません。私が防犯ブザーを鳴らしてしまいました。暗証番号を忘れてしまったので消せないんです。
Okay, Natsuko-san. What is today's grammar point? Very apparent in this sentence. We use it 3 times.
てしまう。
Which can mean several things. Now, one thing it can mean is completion of an action.
Yes.
Completely complete.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 食べてしまう, to finish eating.
Yes.
Using the nuance of all.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the cake. It looks so good.
食べてしまいました.
No, you ate it all.
Nothing left.
Nothing left. Now, usually with this, sometimes it can have a negative nuance.
Yes.
Like the action is complete and there's mm-hmm. nothing that can be done about it.
Yes.
So in the mother's lines, we have a few of these.Natsuko-san, first we have...
ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして。
Now, 迷惑 is... One more time, Natsuko-san.
Trouble.
Now, we put the prefix go, mm-hmm. which is an honorific prefix. So the fact that we have to be polite tells us that something is going on.
Yes.
Now, with suru, this 迷惑 referred to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But here, what verb do we pair this with?
かける。
Which means to put on, to trouble.The trouble put on. So, to cause someone trouble.
Yes.
To inconvenience someone.
迷惑をかける.
To inconvenience someone. Here we have the go, which makes it even more polite.
Mm-hmm.
And here we use
しまいまして.
Because it's already done. He's already there.
Mm-hmm.
The 迷惑 has already, the inconvenience has already been stuck or put on that other person.
Yes.
So,She uses the phrase, the extremely polite way to say, excuse me or I'm sorry.
申し訳ございません。
There's no excuse. I caused you trouble, Natsuko-san. There's no excuse. And yes, I do use this too much with everything associated with JapanesePod101.com. So, Natsuko-san, ご迷惑をかけてしまいまして、申し訳ございません。
あ、いつものことですよ。
Okay, then we have
鳴らしてしまいました。
She sounded it and completed the action. So the alarm has been sounded.
Yes.
So think about it this way. てしまう、鳴らしてしまう is when your last second of time to put in the code runs out. So you come in the door, you open it up, and it's beep, 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 beep. You're trying to put it in. Beep, 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 beep. And finally, the alarm sounds. 鳴らしてしまう、
mm-hmm.
To sound the alarm. Finally,
忘れてしまった
To forget. And this one's quite common. This one is used all the time.
Yes.
Okay, we ran really long today. So, again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There you can find the PDF. Inside the PDF, we'll have a detailed write-up about today's grammar point. 手しまう. Oh, wow. What a lesson, Natsuko-san. And we will be back next week with part 3.
Oh, what will happen?
What will happen is a good question. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。